Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about community and what we do and how it matters, even if you don't know it. We're going to do this because I got a message, and it's from the, it's in the story. I'm going to read almost all of it. The person who sent it said, "I'm putting down a story because I feel someone in the community should know. If you've been around a while, you probably want to watch this. He wasn't always a good guy. Charming, polite, affable as all get out, but had a pretty nasty alcohol addiction. He hid it from everyone, including me, effectively and for a long time, until he couldn't, which was soon after we'd married. I divorced him a few months later because I'd seen that story before and wasn't going to love it. He went to live with friends, then family, and finally burned enough bridges to end up out on the street. I was scared of him at the time. He was around our downtown area, which is where she worked, and just kept showing up and looked so horrible, angry and demanding attention. He wasn't threatening, but it felt like it wasn't far away. I'd started following the channel on a YouTube recommendation and kept following. One day, I decided to ask him a question another Bo Peep had put forth in a series of comments on addiction. Don't ask why the addiction, ask why the pain, which changed our lives. We started talking, honestly, for the first time, why he was so pained after a few weeks of being softer, kinder, and more patient than I knew either of us could be. He went to rehab all on his own. After 20 years of solid drinking, because he started young, he put it down and never slipped. He did a lot of work, went to therapy, got into a halfway house, got a job, and suddenly was off the streets. He was also following Bo in the channel by then. We hadn't been romantic at all, just friends through the first years of sobriety. When the channel's topics and the folks commenting began discussing masculinity, that it is self-defined for the most part, and set him to looking at himself in a different way. He asked if we could go to therapy to repair and deepen our friendship, because I had been his best friend and he missed me. Then COVID happened. He moved back in to keep us all safe, eventually quit his job because it wasn't serving him at all anymore, and went back to college. I have photos of his first day at school, where he's sitting there on the porch in front of a laptop. He decided that after being a cook, he would take the chance slowing down had given him and learn about something he'd been curious about but never knew. Just like an astronaut someone talked about. He decided to become a food scientist with an environmental science minor. He was cautiously optimistic, but I was over the moon. He made the dean's list his first semester back, and everyone after. He cried when hearing about the letter from the trailer park New Year's guy and said, "That's the same as me. I hope he's as lucky." Through the years, the channel has inspired, comforted, and sparked all kinds of discussion. It, Bo, the team, and everyone involved has changed our lives. It changed our lives again when, in July of 2023, he was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. As a tremendous collector of t-shirts, I added the Bo's Boxing Club shirt, which he often wore to chemo. which made for great conversations. When he lost his ability to speak, he would bring up a relevant point on his phone. When he lost his hearing in his left ear, he happily charged many right earbuds so he could be distracted 3 times a day and have people he felt he knew he could talk to, even as his world got smaller and smaller. I got him out of the hospital on March 25th after a long stay in the hospital over a misinstalled PEG tube that left him too weak, skinny, and atrophied to really recover. He believed he would all the way, ever hopeful, ever fighting. His oxygen went too low on the 31st of March, and he went into sepsis. I got him to the hospital in time, but not in time. He deteriorated during the week he was there. His illness had just pushed me to push him to contact his family last January, and they came down. Spending that week in fixing all the hurt and estrangement they had over the last 12 years, not perfect, but good enough. 3 days ago, he and I agreed to hospice at home. 2 days ago, it became obvious to me that I wouldn't be able to safely care for him, and we would have to go to a facility. It's one of the hardest things I've had to do, watch the light drain out of him. He figured if he couldn't live, he would die with me in our bed. Today, he was moved to a very nice hospice house, and tonight, I'm sitting up while he sleeps, waiting. He's 44 years old. I'm telling this story in its entirety because he's an inspiration. Not for getting sick, fighting, and too soon dying, but for finding the courage to change, listen, and be inspired by others. For making a life he wanted to fight for after not caring at all. For allowing strangers on the internet to give him courage and share enough to figure out what he wanted in his life at all and how to be his own man. This is a good everyone did as a community without even knowing it. This is a reminder that everything we do matters. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.